You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1696 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey everybody.
Tracy again, we're continuing on with these family secrets.
Okie doke.
Why'd you just wink at me when I looked at you?
Huh? Oh no, I got something in my eye.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
There's nobody else here. Why are you winking at me? It says,
because I think you're cute.
Stepfather was cheating on mother. Didn't find out because he was caught cheating. Found out because, well, Tracy, apparently he and the mistress got into a fight and he punched her so hard that she fell over and died.
Oh, gosh.
Found out about the whole thing during the investigation.
Oh, my gosh.
The trial and the conviction. It was weird to have a lawyer want to call a 12-year-old me to stand to defend the character of a man that I already had very little interaction and a fear of. And that was before the manslaughter charge.
Well, that's messed up.
So, she was 12 and her great-grandfather had an affair and killed the woman when they got into a fight, the mistress.
Absolutely
crazy. All right, let's see what our next one has to hold. My great uncle told his wife that their son died right after being born and gave him up to the state because he had Down syndrome.
Wait, what?
So the woman had the baby.
Okay.
In the hospital.
Okay.
But the dad told her that the baby didn't make it. But in reality, he gave the baby up to the state because the baby had Down syndrome.
Oh my, what a horrible person.
They had twins, a boy and a girl, and he somehow hid it from the whole family for about 40 years.
Okay, but what about the nurses, the doctors, and didn't she not question them?
I don't know. I mean, if he held this a secret for 40 years,
my gosh,
then this might have been back in the 30s or the 40s.
How could you live this yourself? I mean, that's horrible.
It was only found out when the family lawyer was dying, and he contacted the sister to tell her that she has a living brother who lives in a home run by the state. I guess he had helped my great uncle with the whole thing, and he still felt terrible about it.
Aww.
Also, for some added context, my great uncle was extremely wealthy. He could have easily paid for multiple caregivers to help his son, and it wouldn't have affected his life at all.
Aww.
But we all know that back during a certain time, if your kid had any type of medical conditions such as Down syndrome or, anything along that line, developmental issues, that they were considered to be a disgrace by the family, and they often pushed them off to other homes and stuff. So it probably wasn't the financial burden. It was the more the what will people think situation.
I would be worried about what people think about me doing that.
But it was a whole different mindset back then. People didn't think
that.
That is
awful. Dang on it. So I wonder, was she done with the story?
Yeah.
I wonder if she went to find him or whatever.
I don't know.
Well, you said you were done with the story, so we won't know.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay, so not as juicy as some of the other stories, but my husband's name wasn't actually his name. It was when we went to get his birth certificate for our marriage license that stuff hit the fan. So let's say a husband's name is John Schmidt. Is it Jacob Jingleheimer?
That's his real name.
Well, birth certificate said John Jones. License says John Schmidt. So after calling and researching and digging around, the conclusion that I came up with was back in the 1980s, he was adopted by his stepdad, Papa Schmidt. Well, since it was the 1980s and nobody gave a damn about anything, instead of doing a proper name change, they just started using the last name Schmidt. So hubby had to do an official name change, but it still doesn't explain how he had a birth certificate at one point that says Schmidt on it and not Jones. So either a fake memory or an alternate universe.
Man, them are some weird stories. Good, you probably could go on for years.
We're going to at least go on for one more day.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1697 of Hillbilly Shorts.
What up, yo?
Tracy, we're going to finish off the week, and this will be the end of our crazy stories from surprising secrets that these people have. My mother is the youngest of four kids by a hefty gap, by about 11 years, and she looks distinctly different from her siblings. They're all brown, while she is a very light tan. Turns out, Granddad had an affair with the daughter of a white military officer who stayed back after his country ended their colonial occupation. He was in his early 40s, and she was 15 when he got her pregnant, and the agreement was he would take the child home and raise it as his own, and the officer wouldn't rip his balls open with a rifle.
Oh!
I mean, that sounds like a fair trade.
Yeah, I hate to hear about balls ripping off.
So my mom is half white European, and I'm one quarter, which explains why my brother and I have always had the lightest skin and sharper features in the family. My mom found out when she was 16. I found out when I was 21. My grandmother was obviously a saint.
Wow. I don't know how messed up that could be, finding all that stuff out. You know?
It's crazy.
What it could do to your mind.
How about this one? My mother was a groupie for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Nice.
There's five kids in my family, and none of whom know who my older sister's biological father is. We all like to speculate about it, except for my mother and older sister. Could have been John Fogerty, might have been. Fogerty.
Hell yeah, that's awesome.
This one's a different one. Had some family move to Vegas with the local church's money, close to $1 million.
Wow.
To open a new church for them in Sin City. They gambled it all away. They started their own church that allowed them to buy multi-million dollar houses, brand new cars for them and their kids, basically a luxury lifestyle. They sell merch at the front door to the church. Members are required to provide bank info, and they tithe 10% monthly of their income from all the families. If you don't pay up, they kick you out.
Get out of here.
They tell you how to eat and how to exercise.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't follow that, they kick you out.
I'd say, see you later, Gator.
God tells them to take trips, like told their congregation that God told them to ride motorcycles to the Grand Canyon. At the beginning of the pandemic, when they were shutting everything down, they pressured their congregation to pay the 10% for the whole year up front. My cousin basically started a cult.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, that is not a church I want to be a part of.
It's crazy. Here's a crazy one, speaking of which. 2 years ago, I found out that my dad had a wife before my mom, and she died in a freak accident on their wedding night.
Oh.
She was sleepwalking and fell to her death over the balcony, if anyone was wondering.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
I wonder how true that is, though.
I mean, people do a lot of dumb shit when they sleepwalk.
Remember Nathan?
Yes.
Nathan used to have to tie himself. He would sleep in a sleeping bag zipped all the way up to keep himself from sleepwalking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that is some scary stuff now. I'd hate to be somebody that had that problem.
Because remember, he said he fell down the steps one time into like a curio cabinet and busted it and cut himself up.
Yeah. I wonder if he still does that.
I don't know.
We'll have to call him and ask him, hey, by the way, do you still you still sleepwalk? We were just thinking about you.
Oh, I was trying to find a short one to end on. Here you go.
I don't want to work.
We once found a family photo.
Bang on my drums all day. Sorry.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
With the, you know, karaoke moment?
I know. I just thought of that song just popped up in my head.
We once found a family photo album in my wacky aunt's house. We started flipping through the plastic pages and boom, photos of my aunt at a very graphic seniors party. Swingers party. I'm sorry.
Ooh, no.
Well, it was S and then a bunch of lines and I don't know why I said swingers. Swingers party. There had to be like 20 or 30 people in these photos. It was back in the 80s, I'd imagine, and everyone was hairy and ugly. I guess Aunt Jan had some specific tastes. It's a funny story that only me and my brothers know. We We've always considered our Aunt Jan to be very weird, but after seeing that album, it's all kind of made sense.
Oh, so she don't know they saw that album?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh, how embarrassing for her.
She's a very nice lady, though.
Aw. So. You know, everybody's got that wacky aunt. Everybody.
And by the way.
Yes?
If we have one more person mention pineapples about us moving to Florida.
Okay. I can't even. I can't.
I mean, I love pineapples.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love pineapples too. But I can't get down with that stuff. Unless he's an attractive 60-year-old, maybe. My age.
Okay. That leaves the door wide open. That doesn't sound like I can't get down with. That's like,
I well, could probably do that. Well, I'm just saying, that. You know... No, I wouldn't do it. Never mind.
You sound very open to it.
Hell no, I'm not open to that. Look, and I hate to... I guess I'm naive. I guess I'm, like, stupid, because I didn't even know what that meant. How do I live under a rock? I didn't know what that even meant. Okay. And I said something to Kristen about it, and she goes, you know what that means? She said, yeah, that means they're swingers. And I'm like, where have I been? And two neighbors right down the street have pineapples hanging everywhere, like where we live now. And I hope it's just a fruity thing. They just like pineapples. I just think it's so ridiculous that I did not know that.
Well,
I'm 60 years old. How would I not know that?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know what? People sometimes decorate like their kitchen with certain food motifs, like you'll see grapes a lot.
Well, yeah.
Or you'll see apples, or like a cornucopia of fruit. A pineapple is very specific, and they have it all on the outside of their house. I don't think that's something you typically think, you know what, I just have a love of pineapples, and I want to show it on the outside of my house.
I can't believe I just admitted to the whole world that I did not know what that was. That's so embarrassing.
And then you got loofahs that they hang on golf carts with different colors to show what level.
Stop it. What does that mean? I didn't even know that. You mean they're just not for your scrubbing your back?
No, they put them on their golf carts, and if it's a certain color, it means, and I don't know what the colors are, but it's like one of them means basically that I just like to watch. There's one of them that's I like to participate, but just started. There's another one that's like I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, it shows what level.
We are not getting a golf cart.
Get a golf cart. You just don't put loofahs on it.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy.
Or we'll be stupid and put, like, toilet scrub brushes on her. I thought that's what it was. Oh, it's not a scrub brush. It's a loofah. Okay. I got my bathroom accessories mixed up.
I guess I'm just so innocent.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. If you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode, and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com, and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.